Let's open with what might be the most technically striking story of the day. A researcher going by the handle AllCVA posted that they've successfully factored the RSA keys of a certificate authority from the 1990s. And before anyone tunes out thinking this is a historical footnote, stick with us, because the implications here run forward, not backward.
Right, the post is on McFerrin. Ka and the technical write-up is careful and methodical. What the researcher did was take RSA public keys from an old CA, a certificate authority, which in the public key infrastructure world is essentially one of the institutions you trust to vouch for who you're talking to online, and successfully computed the private keys from the public keys alone. That's supposed to be computationally infeasible. That's the entire premise of RSA. The security model assumes factoring large numbers is hard.
And it was hard. In the 90s, a 512-bit RSA key was considered acceptable security. Today, with modern compute, those keys can be factored in hours or days. But what this researcher actually did goes a step further. They exploited a flaw in how entropy was generated when these keys were originally created. Weak randomness during key generation can create keys with shared prime factors, which is a known vulnerability sometimes called the GCD attack. If two RSA keys share a prime factor, you can compute both private keys efficiently.
And this is where it connects to the present in uncomfortable ways. The HN discussion raised the point that certificate transparency logs, which are relatively modern additions to the PKI ecosystem, are now creating a comprehensive historical record of issued certificates. That's great for auditing current behavior, but it also means researchers have a structured dataset to mine for historical weaknesses, weaknesses that may have gone undetected for 30 years.
The direct harm from cracking a 90s CA is probably limited at this point. Those certificates long since expired, but the indirect message is sharp. The trust infrastructure we rely on for HTTPS, for code signing, for secure email, it was built in layers over decades, and each layer assumed the prior layer was solid. When a researcher can reach back into that stack and find structural flaws in the foundations, it prompts real questions about what other assumptions we've been carrying forward without examination.
There's a connecting thread here to the "we have a year to fix security everywhere" piece by Jin. Dev, which also surfaced today with 249 points and 231 comments. The argument there is that there are known, fixable security problems across a surprising fraction of deployed software and infrastructure. Not exotic zero days, but basic hygiene failures. And that the window for addressing them proactively is closing as both automated exploitation tooling and AI-assisted attack capabilities become more widely available.
The title is deliberately provocative, but the underlying argument is measured. The author isn't claiming doom, they're saying the industry has gotten comfortable treating security as a backlog item rather than a prerequisite. And the RSA key factoring story is almost a perfect illustration of that. These keys existed, they were technically breakable. And the fact that it took this long for someone to do it publicly doesn't mean they weren't being broken privately in the interim.
The Trusting Trust attack story adds another dimension. The ArXiv paper posted today, score of 214, title Trusting Trust Attack Against an Entire Linux Distribution, revisits Ken Thompson's famous 1984 Turing Award lecture, Reflections on Trusting Trust, but applies it at distribution scale. Thompson's original insight was that you can't trust code you haven't written yourself, because the compiler compiling your code might be compromised, and you can't audit the compiler because the compiler that compiled the compiler might be compromised.
It's a philosophical trap that gets more severe the further down the stack you go. The paper apparently demonstrates this attack working not just against a single binary or package, but across the dependency chain of a full Linux distribution, which is a meaningful escalation in ambition and scope.
And it's a useful reminder that software supply chain security, which became a household phrase after the SolarWinds attack in 2020 and the XZ-Utils backdoor in 2024, is not a problem that gets solved once and then stays solved. It's an ongoing adversarial relationship between the people building reproducible, auditable software and the people who would rather that not exist.
The HN thread on the Trusting Trust paper has several comments noting that reproducible builds, which projects like Debian and Nix have been investing in heavily, are the most direct technical response to this class of attack. If you can independently reproduce a binary from source and get the same hash, you can at least verify the build process wasn't tampered with at a specific point in time.
The word specific point in time is doing a lot of work there. It's defense in depth, not a silver bullet, but it's the right direction. Three stories today: RSA key factoring, a year to fix security, trusting trust at distribution scale, and they all converge on the same uncomfortable truth. The internet security model has accumulated debt quietly, and servicing that debt requires a level of coordinated effort that the industry hasn't historically been good at.